we have a local flavor of Volga, South Dakota farmer Scott Vanderwall. You also serve as vice president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
So where do we start? We can talk policy, we can talk crops, but let's talk crops because we know it's been a very difficult year for Northern Plains farmers and ranchers.
It has. The entire corn and soybean belt basically has been experiencing the same thing. On our farm, we got half of our acres planted and then had to deal with the prevented planting. And so we've been very thankful for prevented planting insurance. That's going to keep us in business, even though we won't make any money on it. This fall, it's been tough already, too. We've got most of the beans out, but as far as corn goes, we've got quite a ways to go. We've had some snowstorms, lost all of last week with snow on the plants, and obviously we can't run the combine through that. So it's been a trying thing, and we're just all looking for 19 to be over with and look forward to next year.
So if we transition these challenges over to the farm policy side of things and just policy in general, what is top of mind right now at the American Farm Bureau Federation?
I think number one right now is a full court press on passing USMCA through the House of Representatives. That's a top priority for us, so we need to get that done. We think there's a pretty good chance of it happening. We saw just about a week ago now, I think Chairman Peterson made the comment that he thinks it's Speaker Pelosi's goal to get it done by the end of the year. That'd be a great Christmas present for American agriculture to get that finalized. It would not only give us some certainty, first of all, for working with Canada and Mexico, but also so we can go to other countries and work on other trade deals. And it would give us the credibility to go to them and say, we can work with our neighbors. We finished a trade deal there. Now we're serious about working with you, and we want to put a trade deal together there. So then we go to, well, Japan has started. We're working on that one. European Union, other Pacific Rim countries, ultimately going back to China and getting a deal together with them is of utmost importance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we could talk for about five more minutes, Scott, but as always, it's a pleasure.
Well, absolutely. Appreciate working with you, and you're helping us get the word out, and obviously that's what it's all about, is helping educate people about what farming is about.
Well, Scott Vanderwall, Volga, South Dakota farmer and vice president, American Farm Bureau Federation. Reporting from Kansas City, this is the Red River Farm Network.